Can you talk a little bit about lapatinib in terms of mechanism of action and what's been seen clinically?
Yes. Lapatinib, first of all, is an oral agent, which in itself is attractive. Preclinically, it's a tyrosine kinase inhibitor against HER1 and HER2. Clinical trials have been devised to look at this drug in the setting of trastuzumab pretreated metastatic breast cancer, demonstrating some activity. In some of the newer clinical trials, it appears that perhaps the main mechanism of action of this drug in the clinic is really related to its anti-HER2 activity. And that's why we are moving it into this specific clinical trial, HER2. So, although it supposedly has anti-HER1, anti-HER2 activity, in the setting of breast cancer, we are unclear of whether small molecule tyrosine kinase, EGFR inhibitors, will play a role.
What do we know about the combination of trastuzumab and lapatinib, either sort of clinically or biologically?
Fascinating interactions. In cell lines, lapatinib and trastuzumab are clearly synergistic, actually, in a number of cell lines. In the clinic, there was a very good phase one study reported by Skip Barish at the San Antonio meeting in 2004, in which they enrolled patients who had really heavily pretreated metastatic breast cancer to multiple trastuzumab chemotherapy-containing regimens. And what they did is that they continued the trastuzumab, but they added lapatinib, and they saw responses. So there's evidence of quote-unquote clinical synergism.
What do you think's happening in the tumor?
I think it's because we're targeting HER2 in two different locations, extracellularly and intracellularly, with the monoclonal antibody and the small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibition.
In terms of this neoadjuvant-adjuvant intergroup study, are you going to wait to see the results of the other adjuvant trials in your adjuvant trial, or maybe just move forward either way?
We're moving forward, and I anticipate and hope that with the help of many of my colleagues in the scientific community, with the help of practicing oncologists who are partners in clinical trials, and also with the participation of patient advocates and the National Cancer Institute industry and the FDA, that we will be able to activate this trial before the end of 2005.